The film developed over several years, from the first idea to the first day of shooting, it took 7 years. However, the most interesting moment came when I first visited a foster home and had the opportunity to talk with some Romani children about their lives. The topic of the professional parenting wasn't unfamiliar to me because my sister was a professional parent, which helped me get to know other professional parents, directors of children centers, and similar people. And the story of the film is also about how a family falls apart after the main character becomes a professional parent. Opinions on raising a Romani child in a white family were often divided, and these realities became the inspiration for the film's secondary storyline. The first person I approached was a Romanian cinematographer whose work I had admired for a long time, Tudor Mirce. Later, more and more people joined. In a total, over 70 filmmakers were involved in the film. In the post-production, Romanian co-producer Marian Crișan, who, by the way, won the Festival de Cannes, also joined us. I was thrilled when our film was selected for its first Oscar qualifying festivals in Lebu in Chile, and later for 7 more festivals with Oscar qualifying status: Holy Shorts, Berlinale, Thomas Edison Film Festival, Odense Film Festival, USCA Film Festival, Alexandria Short Film Festival, and Saint Kitts Film Festival. And the film was also screened at this year's Cannes Festival as part of the Short Film Corner. Inflation makes life more expensive, so some people try to get money in immoral ways, like the main character in our film. Also, things that look good at first can be, but inside. And my film, The Professional Parent, is about racism. It's about hidden racism, the kind our main character isn't even aware of. The film is full of paradoxes and contrasts, which gives the characters an interesting edge, and I believe the audience will be interested. It is extremely important to remember that this isn't just a story that happened somewhere far away in Slovakia. This is a story that could happen to any of us. Everyone goes through a crisis at some point in life and might consider different solutions. But what matters most is that the film also offers hope. Hope that I believe is still alive. I tried to make the film as authentic as possible. I didn't have a specific inspiration. I wanted the audience to believe in the story, which is why I chose a documentary style approach to filming. We used the one shot, one scene technique. I also worked with the actors before the actual shooting, and we had very demanding acting tests because in a one shot, one scene involving 2 children, it becomes extremely challenging. Hope. Even though the film may feel dramatic, cold, and without a way out, it is important for the audience to feel a sense of hope by the end. And the experience. I see cinema as a place where the audience comes to feel something, and I believe that my film, The Professional Parent, will be exactly that.